This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
It's the most Irish movie ever made, Cavalry, a movie about the church, about small towns, about moving to the big city, about depression and drinking and loss. And you could look at about 10 different metaphors for the country of Ireland itself in this very Irish movie, led by the most brilliant working Irish actor of the last 30 years, Brendan Gleeson, who probably best known for his role as the general, the Al Capone of Ireland, and has been working with the brilliant John Michael McDonagh, who also did the Guard, and this is part two of a trilogy that they're doing, which is really continues the same sort of wit and humor and alcoholism and jokes about the church. And the first line of the movie is, I was 7 years old when I first tasted semen. And the response to that is Brendan Gleeson going, well, that's quite an opening line. And there's this self-confidence and self-consciousness of the medium that only brilliant actors and brilliant directors can really use, because it's daring and it's risky if it doesn't work. Here it's working on all cylinders. Whether this movie is about the loss of the Irish identity to the British, to the EU, to the stock market, to the city, to the decline of the influence of the Catholic Church, to the difference in the Irish Catholic Church to the Roman Catholic Church. This movie is fully about redemption and forgiveness, in a way that is both shocking and surprising. Here's a spoiler alert coming. In the very last scene of the movie, cover your ears, Brendan Gleeson takes a bullet to the head. Not your typical ending for what is essentially a comedy. And his daughter attempts suicide, and all of the things that you would expect when you're talking about people who've been abused by... And you have funny scenes as well. You have a hilarious interaction with a gay police sergeant and his young lover who cracks jokes about sexual acts that he did with his priest when he was a kid. So you have this self-consciousness of all of the problems of the Irish Catholic Church, but yet you have at its core the very Irish, a proud Irish tradition of forgiveness and just let's have another drink and move on.